good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm Melody Cederstrom, and thank you for joining us this afternoon. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I didn't know you was there, and I started writing on top of you. I'm sorry.
You did? I didn't hear you. See, I wasn't paying any attention to you.
Well, you never do.
But you've heard that before.
I've heard it from every woman I talk to. Well, you know.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Anyway, I'm glad you're there. I was going to start off by telling you he was on the phone or something, but now that you're here, you hit it just hard as you want to, and I'll sit back and listen.
Oh, well, I wouldn't miss it for anything today. Hey, we had another pullback in gold today. It's down 18.20 at 1907. Silver's down 36 cents at 24.78. Platinum is 889. Palladium is down 25 at 2,420. Get the USDX today up 0.32 at 92.94. And crude oil is up 65 cents at 40.68. My tired old eyes were deceiving me there for a moment. Or I should say my tired young eyes.
There you go. Yeah. Well, when you turn 39, things start changing.
When
you turn 39, things start changing, see?
Is that what happens? Well, I guess I'm just going to have to go in the opposite direction.
Yeah. You know, my mom passed away, and she was still 39. I done passed her up quite a way, so I don't get that. But anyway, you get right ahead.
Remember there was a movie where, I can't remember who played it, but... They actually got younger and younger and younger and younger and younger. Anyway, I'll have to look.
Don't remember that.
I know the listeners out there know which one I'm talking about, but I'll see if I can't find it. Maybe our producer would know, and he'll tell us at break. But the Dow today was up 152 points, 28,363. The NASDAQ was up 21, 11,506. The S&P is up 17 at 3,453. 10-year yield, 0.85%, up another 0.03. Pretty quiet in overseas in Europe and Asia, that other place, Asia. And let's see. Yeah, you know, it's so stupid, the on-again, off again, on again, off again, stimulus talks. I mean, it's so ridiculous from both sides. Just, you know, if you're going to do it, quit playing the stupid game and just get it done and over with. You know, it's just, we did have stocks drop earlier in the day with the dollar gaining on the election interference and everything, and you had the lira that tumbled today after the central bank defies rate hike bets, and oil struggles to recovery as the U.S. gasoline stocks build, and U.S. weekly jobless claims totaled 787,000 versus 875. Like, that really makes a whole lot of difference. I mean, it's just so much the same thing, and China threatens retaliation on new U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, and the stimulus. Are we ever going to get that before, after? Oh, Butch.
I know, Melody. There's not much up for anybody in this country today. This insanity just keeps on multiplying. I mean, I expect they're going to confirm Barrett Monday. And people are crying about riots in the streets or that. Everything today is contested, stressful. Nothing's ever done as agreement, really. It's like they're intentionally causing friction both ways. I mean, that just it's intended. It's not like there's really any valid point to either one of them. They just want to bicker and fight. And maybe that's part of the plan. I have no idea. But it sure is getting a lot of people frustrated. I know that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I mean, and all the craziness coming from both sides of everything that's going on, it's just, are you kidding me? It's just, let's just talk about the weather.
It's got, yeah, really, it's a beautiful day today. It's in the 80s here today, so it's been a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Well,
the
we didn't get in the
80s.
Still
kind of pretty and beautiful.
Yeah, did you get in the 80s?
About 84, I think. About 84,
oh
yeah.
See, yeah. I think I was sure only did. 70. I think on the eastern shore here, we were only in the, about 72.
Well, that's pleasant.
Yeah.
That's very pleasant.
That's lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Yeah, we get really hot here, David. I'm not complaining. Every day this warm is the one day it's not cold, put it that way. Okay, so I'm happy with warm. I am.
But, you know, I think a lot of our listeners, I believe, are getting snowed upon.
Oh, yes.
In the Midwest,
absolutely.
You know.
And in the West, they're still burning up.
Yeah.
Still hot, dry, and fires.
Yep.
You know,
and here's,
amazing.
I got some
really,
really sad news.
What's that?
I got some really sad news.
What's that?
Santa Claus won't be coming to Macy's this year. He's not going to be greeting
open?
Kids. Mm-mm. Macy's said Santa Claus won't be greeting kids at its flagship New York store this year due to the coronavirus and interrupting a holiday tradition starting nearly 160 years ago. More than a quarter of a million people come to see Santa at Macy's in Midtown Manhattan each year. Quarter of a million. So they said they can't make it a safe environment during the pandemic. Before taking a picture with a jolly old man, crowds walk in tight quarters through a maze like Santa Land that's filled with Christmas trees, running toy trains, elves, and green costumes. So he's going to have to file for unemployment, I guess. He's still going to appear at the end of the televised Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. But Santa also won't be showing up at its Chicago and San Francisco stores either. So, he gets around.
160 years. That's been back during the War Between the States. Wow. That's amazing.
It really is.
It's a tradition that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, it is. You know, this coronavirus has changed a lot of things, a lot of people. It really has. A lot of things, a lot of people. And not much of for the good, at least not regular people, will say. I know some of the corporations are getting wealthier because of it, but the normal people and the small businesses aren't. They just aren't. You know,
yes.
I just reading. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. No, go ahead.
I just reading here an article that is telling somewhat, I think, of the economy. That despite making up the largest portion of the workforce, millennials controlled just 4.6% of U.S. wealth through the first half of 2020. By comparison, 1989, when baby boomers were about the same age as millennials are today, they controlled 21% of the nation's wealth. Today, that has grown to over 53%. So, the millennials are poorer than they were 30 years ago, 40 years ago. That I say something also, because millennials are the future generation of the workforce. And on top of that, it said states saw their tax revenue drop by $31 billion since March through August of this year. The states lost $31 billion. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot of money for states.
Yeah.
And so we see this all come together. The millennials are not making nearly as much as they did. And a lot of them, I'm sure, are going to move back home, mom and daddy. And we see it happen all the time. And the states are losing money. Of course, states just raise taxes. They won't lose it for long. But that's a sign of the times. You're talking about, you know, things changing. And again, with Macy's breaking the tradition that's been going on for 160 years, I don't care what anybody says. That's sad. That really is sad. I don't, you know, Santa Claus, believe it or not, makes no difference. It's sad to see something like that happen after all these years.
You know, and it really is a sign of the times and how it's changing. And, you know, I would think kids being online, I mean, how many of them even believe in Santa anymore? I mean,
Amazon took his place.
Amazon took his place.
Yes.
Yeah. Santa's got a brand new delivery system called Amazon. He doesn't need reindeer anymore.
No, and if he drives an electric car.
Yeah. too much methane coming out of those reindeer in order to, you know, satisfy those environmentalists, but for global warming.
You know, you
warming.
Joke about that, but they say cows are causing a lot of that problem, so I don't know. But anyway.
Well, I'm sure reindeers would have the same impact.
I'm sure. I have no doubt.
But you know, we're talking about this pandemic, and United Airlines is keeping its foot on the safe to fly accelerator, and you know, we've talked about this before, Butch, about a COVID passport. And the airline announced yesterday that it plans to try out a digital health pass as part of a pilot program that it hopes will speed up safer opening in the international route borders, as well as to get more travelers feeling confident. And the move follows the airline's recent move of giving passengers rapid COVID-19 tests. Cathay Pacific is also reported to be engaging with a set of volunteers to test this on certain flights in its route network. United's effort will use the backbone of the Common Pass system, a secure and verifiable way to document a traveler's health status as they move from country to country. The advantage that Common Pass will bring United is that it cuts time and red tape in having to prove a passenger's well-being. Not only can the system work for airlines and immigration screening, but airports and other travel industry stakeholders as well. So the first trial with Common Pass on Wednesday, volunteer passengers on a flight from London's Heathrow Airport to Newark Liberty in New Jersey, who had taken a coronavirus test from a certified lab at least 72 hours prior to traveling, logged those results in Common Pass app on their smartphones. Those passengers were also asked to use the app for other screening measures like a health declaration of the country they're flying into might require. Once a passenger has completed all the necessary data, the app creates a unique code that United staffers and border officials can scan and verify. So they're also going to go the extra mile, of course, to make sure its efforts are observed and chronicled. It says that both the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and other than U.S. Customs and Border Protections will be waiting for passengers when the flight lands at Newark. And yet, Butch, they say this isn't the silver bullet. So it's like, what's the point?
So there you go.
Control. It's going to be
getting
all about
the
health.
Idea is showing her chip, showing her mark.
Yep.
It's
going to be all about our health. Is. And if we don't do what they say, they'll push the button. And, I guess you just get to meet your maker faster.
Well, you know, I just read an article here from Natural News. It kind of ties in with this. Bill Gates and MIT unveil quantum dot technology to mark children's skin so they can be scanned for vaccine compliance. Along the same lines. And no one seems to, I'm sure some do, but no one seems to pay attention to this. I mean, they want the children color coded. That's what it boils down to. If you scan and don't show your pass, you won't be able to get on anything, a plane, or children won't be able to go to school, whatever. Now, I know they're going to say it's voluntary. I know they're going to say this is all voluntary, but if you don't take it, you can't go to work and can't go to school. But it's voluntary. You know, so it's like Social Security number is voluntary, but who knows that? And try to do something without it. So that's where we are. We got used to Social Security number. We'll get used to this stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing of it is, I mean, they are. They're, you know, hey, I respect whatever it is out there that's floating around. You know, I do what I'm supposed to do, blah, 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 blah. But I'm not scared of it. And
no.
And, you know, people still have to live their lives. But I know people are becoming scared. They're becoming, it's, to me, there's concern and then they're scared. And
concern's common sense.
Concerned is turning into scared.
Fear, yes.
Fear.
Mm-hmm. And fear is a controlling factor.
It is.
It truly
you will
is.
Do anything. So.
But you know, and people, I mean, for example, another article that I think concerned people, police that live in New York. Million New Yorkers can't afford food as hunger crisis worsens. Macy's is not going to be there with Santa Claus. New York's businesses are shutting down. It said in the seventh month of virus pandemic, New York City is still in shambles, with more than 500,000 residents unemployed as small business collapse continues. Broadway is closed, Manhattan offices are empty, and as remote work dominates, violent crime is surging, and excess people from the city has created a perfect storm of economic chaos that will haunt me, New Yorkers, for years. Now, folks, notice that word, years, and it's going to be years, at least. A byproduct of the virus-induced economic downturn is food and housing insecurity for millions of people in the tri-state area. Deep economic scarring produced by permanent job loss has left many people in a bind. Some working poor may never recover, while others could take years. Food and housing insecurity will be, or should be, a hot subject as millions in the tri-state area are surfing ahead of the holidays. Now, folks, think about this. It's Thanksgiving. That's my favorite holiday of the year. It's the only Christian holiday that's really out there. And I really enjoy Thanksgiving. How about families this time who won't be able to get together because they're afraid to? They're going to do it by virtual, whatever. And that's not the same being in person. Or maybe they are like them and they can't afford food. How about that? Think about that. Readers may recall in early October the Community Food Bank of New Jersey warned that more than 1 million New Jerseyans were expected to suffer food insecurity by the end of the year. Now, the problem is becoming more widespread. At least 1 million New Yorkers are expected, or will soon, experience food insecurity, according to Fox 5 New York. Alexander Rappaport, the executive director of MassBia Soup Kitchen Network, said, "We have done disasters before, but nothing is even close to what we're doing now," referring to the long lines of food banks across the city that is all too common. Melly, this is the holiday season. This is Thanksgiving coming up. And there will be people who won't be able to get together like they used to for whatever reason. But a lot of them just won't have the money to purchase the dinners used to purchase or buy the food they used to purchase. And then we got a million, I would say, in New Jersey and a million in New York City that are facing food shortages. That's something that we have never experienced as a nation as a whole for a long time. And in our lifetime, you know that.
Well, you know, and I wonder about the supply chain for turkeys. If it is going to be an issue.
It could be. Slaughterhouses, I guess, are reopening some. I don't know.
I mean, if you have I don't know if the Christmas or the Thanksgiving turkeys are already manufactured, for lack of another word, for this season, or is it still, do they wait? I don't know. I don't know how far in advance that they prepare for the season. So,
well, you know,
but if you have another major increase in the virus, and like if the poultry plants shut down, I mean, did that have a, you know, what kind of impact? We heard about the chicken farms and so forth, but we didn't hear anything about the turkeys.
I hear music.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Right.
Get me off this turkey subject. So, all right. Saved by the Bell. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned, and we'll talk something else other than turkey. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lamb chops, they put panties. I'm telling you, it's a mad, 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 mad world.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you give us a call at Discount at 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and I won't repeat that one more time. And we got some great prices. Take advantage of the pullbacks today. And great prices for gold and silver. We have 90% silver. Gold Eagles, there's no delays in any products, so it's a great time to be purchasing your gold and silver coins. Give us a call, 800-375-4188.
And the last call today in the office was asking how to get a hold of you, so there you go.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Did you give them the right phone number?
No, I give them another phone number, different company.
Good.
Oh, my gracious. Anyway, California's going to try something that isn't new, but I thought was kind of racist, and I'm serious. California City begins handing out free cash to address inequalities for black people. So we don't have any poor white people. Anyway, that is absolutely a slap in the face, folks. I don't care who you are. If they said that, well, this is for the inequalities of white folks, they'd be in trouble. The Southern California City of Compton is launching a pilot program that aims to provide a basic income to 800 of its low-income residents with zero strings attached. Zero strings attached. The money comes out of nowhere. It's worth everything. It's high in value. Nobody had to print it and earn it. It just comes out of nowhere. It appears in their checking accounts, and by golly, it's just there. Santa Claus is going to come early. But dubbed the Compton Pledge, the Guaranteed Income Program will begin distributing free cash. Oh, it's free cash. To 800 residents of the city of Los Angeles County for a period of 2 years. Compton Mayor Aja Brown has said that the ambitious program is the largest of its kind in for any city in, one blank, I guess, California. The majority of black and Latino cities is just the latest in a growing list of cities across the country and the world that is experimenting with new ways to put money in the residents' hands, give the grave economic calamity caused by this ongoing level of coronavirus pandemic. I recognize that there is a need for additional income, especially with the pandemic resulting in record high numbers of unemployment throughout the entire country, said the mayor told Los Angeles Times. This is a great opportunity to address inequalities for black and brown people and also additional opportunities for upward mobility. So we're going to give them money so they can boost the economy, and it's free money. Nobody had to earn it. Nobody had to print it. It's not going to devalue the dollar. It's just free money. It's perfect. I mean, folks, taxpayers didn't send it out. It's just there. Now, Melly, that's a magic trick I wish you'd teach me.
But they said the majority, not all, so there could be some white people in there, too.
Well, I said address equality for black people. I don't know. But inequality, I don't know. But all I know is the money's free, Melody. I want some of that free money. You know? I mean, well, nobody has to pay. Nobody has to pay it. It's just there. I mean, it comes out of thin air, and everybody's happy.
We're all going to have... Well, when I was young, they talked about money growing on trees, so... I mean, heck, it's not even doing that. It's not even...
No, it grows on trees. No, you got, at least you got to pick it then. Here it is, give it to you. Go ahead. I was going to say, but our society becomes so ignorant of how money works. But they accept it and think it's really real. That's really free.
You know, yesterday we were talking about how PayPal was going to use cryptocurrencies for payment and so forth. And there was an article I had come across talking about this exact thing. Because we do have a lot of countries talking about it. We do have a lot of, banks that are talking about it and so forth. We've talked, the cashless society and so forth and whatnot. Crypto is a way to accomplish that. I mean, we're almost cashless now. We're not cryptocurrency, but we're cashless just about. So they are two different things. But this article that I came across yesterday talked about, when the Fed takes over and they will create these programs and they'll cut the bank, the middleman, out of the deal, and people will deal directly with the Fed. And especially because the way the stimulus was doled out now is total and blatant nonsense in 2020, and it's finally dawned on the masses that the central banks print money and it goes to the private banks, and the private banks hold on for dear life, and it never really reaches the people, or it takes a long time, and then the people begin to wonder why do their grocery bills jump on 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%. And we pretty much have seen all that happen this year. But the story goes on, and he talks about, what is the Fed supposed to do as far as monetary policy goes. The Fed is pretty much out of moves. The last trick up its sleeve would be to just pump money into our hands. If you're a small business owner, for example, and you're in dire straits, the Fed will swoop in and bail you out. That's pretty much what they're doing in California. Now, everybody thinks that this is a great deal and everything, but it really is just a hop and a skip away from the utopian promises of universal basic income.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
And where the Fed can come, heck or high water, and print America into prosperity. And that's what people will believe. But people forget about the control.
But what makes it wonderful is, Melody, it doesn't add anything to the debt. It's all free money.
It's all free.
So it doesn't add anything to the debt at all.
Yeah, it's not debt. It's free.
Oh, gosh.
But you know what? People who are in dire straits think that this is a great idea. But the Fed could always come back and they could penalize with negative interest rates, a retiree, for the crime of having too much savings and being a hoarder of the common good. The Fed can give students positive interest rates to give their savings a boost, but then can, in the wrong hands, cut the guy with the wrong political ideas off from his funds completely. This guy goes on and he says, and this isn't hypothetical. This is what the Fed already does on a macro scale. Why not make up a few buzzwords and a new field of midwit experts and make the same mistakes which destroy the economy all over again. The Fed can change everything and solve our financial problems with even bigger problems. And so again, this is all testing. This is pre-market testing. Market research, so to speak.
Again, it's control too. It's control.
It's all control, but they test these programs in various places around the country just like they do a product. Coca-Cola comes out with a new Coke. They don't distribute it across the nation. They'll pick a section of the country and try it, see if it's successful before they do that. And this is almost like the same thing. It's like market research. So, and most people don't realize exactly what it's all about.
Well, the bailout was the same thing, basically. It was
to the multinational corporations and banks.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's what it was.
And people complain. So now they're paying us off. They're buying us off. We'll have to give money to the littler people, smaller businesses, and so forth, so we can continue our scam.
People that depend on somebody else to feed them become dependent people. Just that easy. And Californians can be forced to work remotely as government. And now, folks, listen to this article. This is pretty powerful. This is by Robert Wheeler, the Organic Prepper blog. Californians can be forced to work remotely as governments everywhere capitalize on COVID. That's right. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Those words were the words of Saul Alinsky, author of Rules for Radicals, a book in which he describes Lucifer as the very first radical. Later, Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff, who wanted to mandate national civilian service and who donated his time during the Gulf War to repair damaged Israeli tanks, as well as oversaw a cesspit torture state as mayor of Chicago, would paraphrase Alinsky when during the 2008 financial crisis, he said, "You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. I mean, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before." And folks, this is the exact same thing. Now, let's fast forward to 2020. As the COVID-19 restrictions began in earnest in March 2020, Emanuel once again reprised his paraphrase, which has now become more of a slogan for him than Alinsky. "Never allow a crisis to go to waste," Emanuel said. "Start planning for the future. This has to be the last pandemic that creates an economic depression. We're going to have more pandemics, but this has to be the last economic depression. Emmanuel needn't worry, this crisis, manufactured or not, is not going to go to waste. In fact, COVID is proving to be the biggest gift to totalitarian governments, pharmaceutical companies, and major corporations we have seen since 9/11. Indeed, for these institutions, Christmas came early this year. Most major corporations have been able to hold on through months of idiotic and fascist shutdowns and lockdowns. A prison term that should be noted. Lockdowns are a prison term. Small and independently run businesses have been disappearing by the train load. Big corporations thrive while people are left homeless, hopeless, stressed, and then considering suicide. Increased poverty allows for increased control as well as for the direction of the broken, hopeless people into action desired by governments and deep state collar revolutions. Increased medical surveillance under the guise of contact tracing is giving rise to surveillance state at the personal level foreseen by researchers long ago. Now forced face mask wearing and elimination of normal human contacts result in a bleak, non-human new normal that is seeing suicide skyrocket and personal relations dissolve. Stress, depression, and hopelessness are on the rise as well. The mental health of the populace is decreasing dramatically. We'll never get back to the normal that everyone is hoping for. That's kind of a gloom article, but it's true. I mean, everything he says is happening. People are depressed. People the relationships are strained. This is really a true article. And it was said, never let a crisis go to waste. And Melanie, they haven't. They used it to pull in more control into people than anything in the history of this country so far that I know of.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, they've been changing this for a long time, and they know fear motivates. They know fear. They can greed and fear. That's what people run on, greed and fear. And there was an article on New York restaurants. I saw this New York City restaurants. I saw this poor guy, he got cited because he had his door open and there wasn't anybody in the restaurant. There wasn't a soul in there, and he went in and he got fined for having his door open.
Oh, my gracious.
But New York City restaurants, they're going to add 10% dining surcharge.
Yeah. That's just another tax. That's all that
it's
is.
It's a new item on the bottom of the bill at bars and restaurants. A new option for restaurants to add a surcharge went into effect Friday after it was approved last month by the city council. The recovery measure is meant to help hard-hit restaurants amid the continued turbulence in operation changes and safety protocols while attempting to keep their kitchens open for business. While the measure sponsored by council member Joe Borelli and supported by the mayor is only temporary for now, it will allow food service establishments to add a COVID-19 recovery charge of up to 10%.
It's only temporary. Sure it is.
Sure it is.
You know, I was talking about the government controlling different things and what's happening, and it got fined for leaving the door open. This happened years ago. I used to work in sales, industrial supplies. I sold nuts and bolts and brass and chemicals and all kinds of supplies. I sold coal mines. And back in the 80s, there were a lot of small mines around. And before they started getting regulated out of business, there's lots of them going in. We call them punch holes. They'd hire 30 or 40 men, go and mine coal, and they did okay. But then along come OSHA and some others, harassed them continuously. I was calling on a coal mine about a half hour from where I live. I sold them a few things, nice people. And went on one trip to see them, and they were really upset. And I thought, gee, well, if I'm the one upset them, they were mad. And I said, what happened? And they told me, so we're not mad at you, did anything you did. But he said, I'm closing down next month. I said, well, what happened? He said, OSHA fined us for not having a fire extinguisher close enough to the outdoor on what they call the belt head with the coal ground. We didn't have a fire extinguisher close enough. So he moved it closer. They come back the next time and fine them for having it on the wrong side of the belt head. They didn't tell me the first time, right? So they moved it closer and got fined again. So that's it. I've had it. I can't afford to pay these fines. So by the time I'm back the next time, they were literally gone. They shut down and left.
Wow.
Now that is what's happened to a lot of small businesses even today. They can't afford to keep the doors open, but they're still going to find my business. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean,
of course it does.
Such a,
it's called control.
It's such a power control. These city council people and so forth, these inspectors, they've got this, control, the power over you. And they relish it. I mean, I had a situation just recently. I had a wire going across my fence. Temporarily, we were going to bury it, but for temporarily, we just had it going across. And the inspector said, nope. I said, well, let me just go get my... Because it was only held up on the fence with a tie, with a plastic tie.
Tie strap, yeah, right.
With a strap. I says, well, let me just go cut it, and let me go get my knife, and I'll just cut it. Nope. I said, it's going to take me 2 seconds. It's going to fall where you want it. Nope. I'll be back. I said, you got to be kidding me. And we complained, and they did send somebody else out a much nicer. But yeah, they get this. They have this power thing over you. It's amazing.
And some people seem to enjoy it very much.
And they enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's more control and more money in their pocket.
Yeah. No, they're just nasty people. I'm sorry.
They can be. Yeah, they can be, absolutely. And those
nasty.
Are the ones generally given the job.
I used to always tell, my friends and so forth, if we were in sales or something and somebody was cranky or so forth, I says, well, you know what? You really have to feel sorry for them because they're just unhappy people. And that's what makes them ugly.
Cranky.
That's what makes them, they're unhappy. So be thankful you're happy and pray for them.
That's easier said. That's easier said than done when they're finding you.
Well,
right?
After you say a few things, then you ask forgiveness, and then it breaks for
you. Music time again.
We'll be right back. Please stay
tuned. Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Don't you know? Yeah. Things are changing. Yeah. Things are going your way. If you hold on.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. The last segment of the program, Butch.
I know, it's flying by. I'm just going to say, Todd's getting you some boogie music now. I want you to know that.
How about that?
He's getting you something you can sit in the chair and dance to.
I know, anyway. We need some chair dancing music.
We do, and he's doing a good job. Yeah, the last segment already. I can't believe that. This is going by very quickly, but I shared this too. I thought it was kind of another sad story. Economy crushing COVID-19 lockdown contributed to 100,000 U.S. deaths. New CDC guidance suggests. This isn't some right wing. CDC said this. Yesterday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made headlines after laying the President Trump during a press briefing yesterday, accusing the President of having the blood of tens of thousands of dead New Yorkers and hundreds of thousands more across the country. Ironically, the news follows reports from Kansas about a nursing home that saw every single one of the residents infected during one of the worst such outbreaks in the U.S. since COVID-19 first arrived in the U.S. But Cuomo's comments and the black backlash elicited also coincided with the latest guidance update from the Mercurial CDC, which offered some fresh insight into the breakdown of the excess mortality of the U.S. since the WHO first declared COVID-19 to be a pandemic. While 200,000 or 300,000 excess deaths have been directly attributed to COVID, researchers suspect that 100,000 excess deaths are indirectly caused by COVID. For example, they might have been drug overdoses or suicides brought on by depression or a fatal stroke caused by lack of testing availability. So that's really true. People have died of diseases and cancer because they couldn't go to the doctor for so long. That's really, really true. And the CDC said at least 100,000 or 300,000 excess deaths this year, at least 100,000 of them, because of COVID, shutting down places where people went to get treatment. Now, that's true. And that's CDC saying it. 100,000 people, Melody, who died needlessly because they couldn't get to a doctor.
Well, I think a lot of those other people who have died are in these nursing homes. I think any of these states that have nursing, I mean, heck, for so many months, we only had 18 deaths here in my county here, and they were all in a nursing home, one nursing home. The state, the county, someone needs to be held or should be held accountable for those lives. I mean, it's disgusting.
And
yet,
disgusting.
And yet what? They were in nursing homes. They were old. They were sick anyway. Really?
Yeah,
is that how we treat people?
They're dispensable.
Is that how we treat people?
It is even more. We murdered close to 100 million babies in the womb. Why not old people when they get older? They're not worth anything. Yeah. Or they can't do anything.
Yeah. Useless
I know it sounds callous, but that's what they feel.
Yeah.
Euthanasia. Only they did that this way without being blamed for it necessarily directly. It's the same thing, euthanasia.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, you know, and we know that Tuesday after next, a week and a half away, and people are already voting, by the way, record numbers. Even here in our state of West Virginia, I think Kanawha County had a record turnout already of people voting in this election, early voters. And many of them are mailing ballots in. According to articles saying the ballots are getting lost and tossed. I don't know about that. I know the U.S. Post Office first-class mail not arriving on time in battleground states like Pennsylvania, Michigan. So they're under pressure. So the UPS, the performance levels of USPS are down 5% since July, the lowest of any point in 2020. Now, they blame on different things. I mean, you know, there's just a lot of things going on here that people say this has caused it. But the point of it is the delivery service is at least less 5% less than was since July, and they aren't getting the job done in key states like Pennsylvania and Michigan. If they do mail in ballots and people and they're not counted, how many days are they going to give them counted mail? What's going to be the outcome on that?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're just kind of going to have to wait and see what the numbers are and so forth. And, you know, supposedly there's that many more this year than any other election, but I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. But one thing I will tell the people who do their mail-in ballots and so forth, fill them out properly. Take the time, read it, and fill them out properly. You know, I can imagine there's probably a lot where people don't. They probably put their name on, check it off, and then the thing of it is, it shouldn't be complicated. I mean, it should be just their name and a little box, and that's all they, you know, and your place for your identification and so forth. But they do make it more complicated than it has to be, and I'm sure a lot of people do get confused, and I don't mean that in a nasty or ugly way. It's just, it happens. So, I don't know, Butch. I don't know the answer.
But that could be a biggie, seriously. I mean, it really could be. Mail-in ballots, that could be huge. I don't know what's going to come out of it.
But you know what? I don't understand why they couldn't. I mean, is the system true? And, you know, I know a lot of people complain about the U.S. Post Office. You know, and I don't think it's kind of hard to say that the U.S. Post Office would intentionally defraud.
I don't think so.
I don't either. But and to tell me that they didn't know this was happening for how many months?
Of course.
And they couldn't do something?
And there should have been a deadline when you can mail me in twos to get there on time. That should have been, but I know that isn't so, but there should have been a deadline.
Should have been.
You know?
There's always a deadline.
Post office. Yeah. But, yeah. But our post office, I'd say that 99% of the orders we put out of here get through okay. 99% of them get through okay. So I'm not complaining about the post office in our area anyway. It usually gets them there sometimes, and they may bounce around across country for a while, but they usually get there. So, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, but you were talking about digital currency a little bit ago. This, you may have saw this. Central bank digital currency, a growth or financial repression tool. Now, folks, let this sink in. I'm going to read to you because it's kind of important. The main central banks have been discussing the idea of implementing a digital currency. The rationale behind this escapes many citizens. Most transactions in the main global currencies are conducted digitally, and one could say that the largest and most traded currencies, the U.S. dollar, euro, yen, and British pound, Swiss franc, and the yuan, are already functioning as mostly as digital money. So what are central banks saying when they talk about a new and different digital currency? It is basically another step in the effort to gradually get rid of physical currencies with an idea of strengthening control over the payments and make it simpler to trace the use of a particular means of payment. It is also aimed at competing with global cryptocurrencies. Most will state that the reason behind the idea of central bank digital currency are efficiency, improving the transmission mechanism of monetary policy. Well, again, that's about control. They want to know what you're buying, when you're buying it, where the money's going, where it come from. They want to do it with cash. Cash is still somewhat of a sign of independence. If I want to buy something for you, you got a tool. I want to buy for $10. I give you a $10 bill, and you give me a tool. If I have to do it on credit card or digital, they know that I'll buy a tool from Melly Caesar. They can track if they want to. Cash is a means of somewhat of freedom left this country to do our business privately. It's disappearing, isn't it?
Of course, it is.
So we need to look very far to understand the reason behind this, folks. It's not about, they'll say it's convenient. And it may be convenient to point, just like paying your bills with your smartphone, convenient. But it's not private. I still like cash to do business. I truly do. I really do. I have a debit card if I need to use it, but I try my best not to use it because I don't like doing things. It's not that I'm doing anything wrong, but it's my business what I buy and who I buy from. It's nobody else's business. But it's control. And when it comes to time, just like in China right now, if your social score, credit score is too low, they'll just cut off your digital currency. Oh, that won't happen in America. People, get over that. It's already started. If they can cut off your earnings, you cut off your money coming in the account every month, it's digital. It's done. You're finished. A click on a computer key somewhere, and your funds are cut off. So that's the way it works. Any comments, Melody?
Oops, George working at the Fed accidentally fell asleep at his desk and his finger hit delete.
Yep. And there goes all your records, all your funds. Gee.
Yes.
How you going to prove it? All you got is a piece of paper off the computer.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Very few programs. The programs that the Federal Reserve does create and so forth to keep the system going. I mean, sure, taxpayers pay for it and they don't have no money. So it's just a matter of time until they do default. And that is their way that they could default.
Absolutely.
You know, they're going to default and, you know, create the programs. And we already know legislation was written after the Great Recession to allow programs, people with retirement accounts, pension plans, that they would open up an account similar to an annuity, and they would dole you out money on a monthly basis, you know, maybe similar to Social Security, but it would be your money based on what you had saved, not what the little paltry amount that they give you for your Social Security. So if you saved a significant amount and so forth, but they would take it, and they would promise that they would give it to you. And you would never have to worry ever about running out of money. So, and if you lose, you know, 50% of your money, I can see a lot of people running into a program like that, saying, please help me save the rest of my money. Well, we're going to have to give you this digital account, and we'll make sure that this will work this way and this will work that way, and you'll never have to worry. You can live as long as you can, and you'll never... So that's one of the biggest worries people have, is running out of money before they die. And then with COVID going around and this virus, then they can activate that, and they can pull your plug whenever they... As soon as your money runs out, or before your money runs out, they can pull your plug. Anyway, that's my conspiracy theory.
And they not only can, they will eventually do that.
They will. Yep.
They will do that. And, you know, talking about, of course, again, everything in the country, this is happening overseas in the Mediterranean. Russian Navy seen escorting Iranian tankers bound for Syria. Russia is involved right now in Syria, protecting their assets, and so we can't touch them. Last week, the Iranian-flagged oil tanker Sama'a entered the Mediterranean Sea via the Suez Canal. After a few miles, a 900-foot-long ship stopped reporting its position and destination. Evidence suggests the ship sailed to Syria, escorted by two Russian Navy ships, including a destroyer. Russia's role in protecting the shipment may change the dynamics in the eastern Mediterranean. In the past, Iranian tankers sailing to Syria have been intercepted by the UK Royal Navy. The Russian Navy escort could be viewed as a precautionary step, raising the political and military risk of any intervention by the Royal Navy or others. Another region heating up. Whoopee. Another thing to think about is it could blow up any time. And this article, I think, is another one that sees something could be happening. China deploys DF-17 hypersonic missiles across from Taiwan to prepare for an invasion. Yeah. This is in Taiwan News. China has reportedly deployed a new hypersonic missiles across from Taiwan as it marshals its forces in preparation for a future invasion. On Sunday, October 18th, the South China Morning Post, which is owned by Alibaba Group, cited an anonymous military source as saying that China's most advanced hypersonic missile, the DF-17, is being deployed to People's Liberation Army bases on the province of Fujian and Xinjiang, which sit across from Taiwan. The deployment of the missiles is part of the PLA pattern of beefing up its forces along the coast of China and what some analysts are saying are preparations for an invasion of Taiwan. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. It seems like the whole world's on edge. Every region, Mediterranean, Far East, Middle East, seems like the whole world's on edge, Melody. But the Bible does say that in Matthew 24, wars and rumors of wars everywhere. And that's happening in the last days. But this is just more stress in a world that's already troubled. And on people who are already scared. That's what happens. And one more article. Brazil militias. This is Brazil, folks. It's another country. Control more than half of Rio. Armed militia groups have largely overpowered drug gangs as the main criminal organizations in 41 neighborhoods of Rio de Janeiro's neighborhoods. Armed militia groups control more than half of the territory of Rio de Janeiro, installing a reign of terror in poor neighborhoods that are home to 2.2 million people, according to a study published on Monday. So it said, we're seeing unrest in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro. We're seeing now another unrest in Nigeria, open fire on protesters, killing some people. And this is happening in Nigeria. It doesn't show a whole lot of happy things happening, and I don't want to depress anybody, but this is for real stuff. This is for real stuff. It's coming down, and China, Russia's opened up bases they closed down before with new missiles, new nuclear weapons. This is happening again, and it is a sign of the times, folks. The tensions are mounting between nations, and when people are hungry and nations are broke, let's put it this way, desperate people do desperate things. It's caused war before. Why would it not cause war now? Any comments, Melody?
Nope.
I don't like to report this, but it is what it is.
Nope. And we're out of time, and we'll be back until tomorrow. Thank you, Butch. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.